This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I've just very quickly grabbed Nick Cross, who rather excitingly has been trending at number one on the BBC News website today, and he works at the University of Edinburgh. So could you tell us about what that news story that broke was?
So we've produced an image of the Milky Way galaxy in the near-infrared, and this covers the plane and part of a bulge, and it has 1 billion stars within the image. The image is very high resolution. It's 150 billion pixels.
150 gigapixel image. That's a good 10,000 times more than a camera these days, normally.
Certainly that. It's made up of thousands of images from the UKIRT and VISTA telescopes. So UKIRT's in the northern hemisphere in Hawaii. And it has a wide-field camera, and it's been taking surveys for UKIDS, for UKIRT Infrared Deep Sky Surveys, for the last 7 years. And one of the surveys is the Galactic Plane Survey. And on the right-hand side of the image, you have data from the Galactic Plane Survey. On the left-hand side is data from the VISTA telescope. And that's been taking data in the southern hemisphere for the last 2 years. It's taking data in for VISTA variables and Via Lactea, which is a variability survey in galactic plane bulge. And we combined the data from these two surveys to produce this big image. And this image is very useful for finding clusters of stars which are, you have a slight overdensity of stars, but it's against a very dense background of stars. So finding it through an archive is not easy. It helps to be able to compare to the image to check to see if other algorithms are working correctly. Also, nebulae, again, are very difficult to find automatically archived. And we have produced large catalogues for survey teams and also for the rest of the astronomy community to access and to find rare objects in to download the data they need. These surveys produce billions of unique detections, so downloading whole databases can be very difficult. For transfer time can be weeks or months, even for a very fast connection. So by having a searchable database, you grow exactly the data you need. So you can find rare objects like redshift 7 quasars. The first redshift 7 quasar was discovered in the UKIDS Large Angular Survey last year, and three more between redshift 6.5 and 7 have been discovered in the VISTA Viking data in over the last few months.
So it's not just stuff in the Milky Way then?
It's not just stuff in the Milky Way.
Much further.
No, the Milky Way makes a beautiful press release, and certainly it's one more challenging surveys because of density of stars, but both VISTA and UKIDS have a whole range of surveys. There's in both of them, there's a wedding cake set of extragalactic surveys going from very deep pointing to quite a large angular survey. In the case of VISTA, it's a hemisphere survey. In both cases, there are other surveys of the Milky Way or clusters. So there's galactic cluster survey in UKIDS, and there's a Magellanic Cloud survey in VISTA. Some of these surveys, particularly VISTA ones, are looking for variability, so there are many epochs. VISTA's the fastest infrared telescope built. It has one square degree field of view, a little bit more, 1.5.
So do you mean it's not just a snapshot, but you're actually doing a sort of a movie, if you like?
Well, in VISTA variables, over the next 5 years, it will take 100 epochs over a whole over 500 square degrees of the galactic plane of bulge. And this will look for pulsating variables, RL Lyries, Cepheids, which are very good distance indicators. So to measure for distances to different structures in the Milky Way. So through the whole bulge, through bar, unlike optical surveys, which light gets blocked by dust, we would see all the way through to the far side of the bulge, into the disk on the other side. There's Gaia mission coming up in a few years' time, which also measure distances to large numbers of stars in Milky Way using parallax method, but it won't be able to penetrate into a bulge.
So that's the real advantage of using infrared.
Yes. Yeah. For detectors, a lot more expensive. So for cameras, are not quite as big as some of the optical cameras like Pan-STARRS, but it's beginning to get there. Right now, the UK is leading way. Both WIFCAM was the fastest survey up till a couple of years ago, and now it's been overtaken by Vista. Both these telescopes and instruments were designed and built in the UK, and most of the science team come from the UK, although the data is available to people throughout for the European community. And now, at this meeting, we're doing first public releases from Vista. So it would be available to astronomers from around the world, or at least a part of the data. There's some data which is still proprietary to the Vista teams, and they will always have a small advantage of 6 to 12 months.
So it's a picture that's going to take quite a lot of people quite a long time to get through then.
Oh yes, I mean, you can spend hours looking through it. I mean, I've kind of looked at little bits here and there, but so much more which to explore.
What seems really interesting is it's not just a flat picture, but you're talking about, if you're talking about distance, you're ultimately getting a three-dimensional picture, and you're also introducing the time dimension as well.
Yes, it won't be a three-dimensional picture for all the stars. Not all of them you're able to get distances to, although you may be able to work out a better estimate of distances to most of them. There'd be better extinction maps. I mean, understanding the amount of dust extinction through Milky Way is very difficult to estimate. So all this will come out of these Vista variability survey. And as it's just one of six surveys on Vista, and a lot of great science is going to come out of all the rest too.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for the interview.
It's no problem at all.